hasn't yet impinged.
So what so makes it happen? What makes the
conditions?
What can conditions? Right. Conditions. Gamma condition. Can be
the eye base. Seeing.
Manasikara. Gamma condition too.
For the seeing to experience it.
Sorts of conditions, many conditions.
Not only one condition.
Mm.
When we mentioned the other day, or when Azita mentioned the question about the last Jhāvana series and the object taken, and she said, is there anything special about that series? And you said, well, it just depends on karma, what is experienced. But, of course, Jhāvana cheetahs are not a result of karma, so where does the karma come in?
The one which will condition driver's consciousness.
Right.
Yeah.
So it conditions at that moment in the last Jhāvana series. What is the karma conditioning? The Jhāvana cheetahs?
The Jhāvana citta, which arise before the dying consciousness, condition their birth consciousness.
Right.
By
karma
condition, which will condition the birth consciousness.
Right.
Condition the citta before death to be wholesome or unwholesome.
Right. So okay, so those Jhāvana cheetahs have to be conditioned by karma. So
yeah.
This is the exception to the rule, because usually...
Not exception, because there must be pakatupanisya as well.
As well,
yeah.
Right. But for example, with normal Jhāvana cheetahs, we don't say they're conditioned by karma, only by pakatu.
Yeah.
But the last series by karma. Right, thank you.
So you said the object is unknown, and that's right, that we have to stress that and that we can't speculate. But we learn it is karma or karma nimitta or gati nimitta, and it can be through six doors. But what is gati nimitta, the destiny in the future? Can that be through six doors? That you see a symbol?
Through mind door.
It must be through mind door.
Only.
Yeah. And karma through six doors,
mm-hmm.
And karma nimitta,
one door.
So then when the patisandhi citta arises, it takes the same object, but when it is through mind door, it has fallen away already.
What has fallen away?
That object that was taken by the last Jhāvana cheetahs has fallen away by the time the patisandhi citta takes it. Is that right?
Yeah. The patisandhi citta takes the object, right, the, what you call it?
After the bhavanga, or
like the copy,
like an echo or a seal,
not the real one.
Yeah.
So can that copy fall away?
No.
Even the object
but
has fallen away.
But sometimes it is present object when it is through
because
sense door,
it's present,
opened.
Because it's present when Jhāvana citta experiences it.
Yeah.
But when it's patisandhi citta, it's only the copy.
But the rupa has not fallen away sometimes.
It doesn't matter. Because
so can it be present object?
Because rupa can stay only 17 moments.
Yes, that's right.
So when the Jhāvana citta has experienced it and the patisandhi citta takes it as copy, a copy, it doesn't matter whether that one has fallen away.
No,
but
it can
we
be
call it present because it's that object
there
which,
is, a copy.
Which is experienced directly.
The commentary says that it still stays a few moments of citta more.
Certainly,
it
can
17
be
moments
by its nature.
By its nature.
That's all. But it doesn't mean that. What about the pavanga? Can it have that object which
no
is present.
More, no more. Then it's past.
It's like the seal or the for the car.
Yeah.
And the object can be concept or reality.
Namatta paramana, again.
Yeah, again.
It's like how this jitta experienced the previous one. Namatta paramana.
What is Navata?
Not to be mentioned.
The meaning not to be mentioned. The that's unclassifiable
a,
one.
That's a bit difficult in the commentary that it is said. Then sometimes it has a present object, or you can call it present object or past object.
It is present object while Javanachitta experiences it.
Yeah.
But it has to follow it by its time.
Yeah.
It cannot stay longer. But the Patisanti take that one, so we call it that is present object because the chavana, the last chavana, has it as present object. But it's the photocopy of that one.
A photocopy of either concept or reality.
But it says, one thing it says that the since the Mahavipaka can perform the function of the Tathalampana, and the Tathalampana cannot have concept as its object, so there must be something in between.
Yeah.
Because when we talk about that the Tathalampana cannot have the what concept as its object, we talk about that function.
Yeah.
See, otherwise. Who can tell about what it said, the aramana of the dying consciousness or javana before dying consciousness?
Mm. But the commentary calms the cittas and says after the that aramana there is still a moment left, when the a moment of rupa left.
It can be without the talampana and three left.
Yeah. And then it says, therefore, the patisandhicitta, we can say it has still a present object. Is that correct?
Correct, as we understand that by chavana having that present object, so the object of patisanticitta is also that one.
That.
But you cannot stop the falling away of the rupa. It
no.
doesn't. It yeah. has but nothing to do
so
with rupa
wanka. So even though it's the object for the whole of the next life, still the photocopy, the
right.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't mind about how many moments
or when it was. Or
Can we say carry on as opposed to copy? Can we say carry on? As opposed to copy?
No, it doesn't carry on because it's fallen away completely. So it's like the image of it.
Well, it's just like, you know.
For example, at the moment they're seeing a visible object, and then visible object is the experience through the mind or process. So in the mind or process, cheetahs are not seeing visible object, but that same reality is the object in the mind or so we call it present reality. But actually,
no, we don't call that carry on from vinyana.
It's not carry. It's not carry on. It's fallen away completely. But that same reality is experienced in the mind or process. It's present object, but actually, it's like photocopy because it's fallen away already.
So we don't call that carry away.
Not carry away.
Or carry on.
Or karaoke.
or carry on.
Not carry on.
Is this what you call santati?
Fallen away completely.
Continuation. Santati. This is
carry on.
I think santati is different because it means the succession of jittas. One jitta succeeded by another.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not santati, from the last moment of javana citta to the sun, to the
why don't you call it santati? It's continuation. Why the next one conditioned by the first
patisanti, the last javana conditioned patisanti,
right.
why can't we call it santati or continuation or carry on?
Well, there is continuation of the citta. But
right.
I thought you were asking about the object of the jitta.
Well,
there's no continuation of the object.
Of the jitta, she said, not the object.
What is jitta continuation? The Patisanti in a continue from Jutijit.
Right.
It's continuation, you know, yeah. without stopping.
Right.
But then the object or all the anusaya on everything that we had in past life carry on.
But I don't think we use
anusaya.
Santati to talk about the anusaya, but Ajahn may correct. I understand.
But everything, all the akusala that we have accumulated, prakatupa anusaya,
are passed on from one chitta to the next.
Yeah, carry on. But why can't the image or whatever the place or nimitta or something that the last chavana before patisandhita be transformed at the same time, at the same way as one chitta to another?
Well, we can say the experience is accumulated. The experience of the reality or the experience of the concept is accumulated in that sense.
As opposed to carry on.
Okay.
As opposed to carry on. No.
As opposed to being carried on.
It's a bit of a different.
Depends on your understanding.
It's different from
the
object of jitta now.
But I use translate my understanding.
I'll ask Ajahn a question on this. Can we use santati to refer to the anusaya being carried from one jitta to the next?
What is santati?
Santati.
There are many meanings of
many
santati.
Meanings of santati. Santati.
For example, santati is the continuation of citta from moment to moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is only citta, not the object or anything at all. The citta itself, after it has fallen away, it conditions the next one continually. See? And that is santati.
Right.
And another meaning is that when there is the heat outside, and then when we come in the shade, under the shade, the continuation of the heat conditioned by utu is still continue for a while, and that it depends on whether you use the word santati or not, because santati means from moment to moment.
Yes.
But for citta, it's not the rupa, so the continuation of citta is that the second one contains what the first one or the preceding one has.
Oh, it's already contained.
While the rupa doesn't have that quality at all.
Oh, that's why you use the term santati.
But you can find the word santati here and there later, much in the different places.
So you say the same anantara paccaya?
Anantara paccaya is only for nama, for citta and cetasika only, not for rupa at all.
But then I think you said santati also is just for nama, not for rupa. So
there are many meanings.
Many meanings.
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
So when we talk about it in the succession of chittas, the meaning is the same as a mantra.
So the last javana, whatever appear to the last javana before death, is what copy to the patisanti chitta. Copy.
The patisanti citta has the same object as the cittas before death.
Has the same object.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that object falls
away. It's like when we talk about mind, though. It experiences the same object as
the
sense, though. Exactly. But it's the photocopy.
Okay, the image.
It's the cheetah.
I try to make it clear that it's as much as the same, that we cannot separate whether which one is the real one and which one is just a copy.
I like your example of the pieces of paper and you drop. That was clear, the drop of the water, and it goes immediately to the second one.
Yeah.
That, to me, makes it really clear.
Ramana can be cognized through the eyes before
it is
the last javana.
Sixth away is
Kambana.
Yeah. Think of the deeds is Kammanimit.
Kammanimit are six doorways because it includes the five sense door as well.
Kammanimit is also six doors.
But it's different from the Kammanimit through mind door.
Yeah.
because Kamanimit reminders is the thinking about the picture of the tools or whatever we use in doing such deeds. Knife, gun.
Yeah. And kama only, kama, not kama nimit. That is so mind only.
Thinking about the previous deeds.
What you did before, yeah. Good or bad.
That's probably kama nimit.
Kama nimit is the picture or the tool that appears kind of as part of your deeds.
To the mind door.
Only through the mind door. Before the last shavana, only through the mind door.
For kama nimit.
For kama nimit.
Kate nimit. But kama nimit can be six dhavis. But when we talk about what we think of the picture, it has to be through mind door. But when it's right now, whisper object and sound, and then the dying consciousness arise, but the santichitta has this as kamma nimit aramana.
A natural decisive support, pakatu upanisya pachya, determines how strong the chaitana will be, and therefore the weight of karma. Is it correct to say this? So can one...
Please say it again.
Okay. The strength or weight of karma depends on chaitana. Karma is chaitana.
One thing
is chaitana. And chaitana arising at this moment or any moment is determined by pakatu upanisya pachya and other conditions. But
so it includes everything.
So it includes everything. So can one therefore say that the weight of, for example, kamapata depends on depends primarily on pakatu upanisya pachya?
Primarily, can one say
is that not enough by Patias?
Yeah. Well, I just want this is what one of our friends who's writing a book on Abhidharma wrote. So
yeah.
I was just questioning whether it is okay.
I don't mind who will think this or that as long as I can
consider Dhamma. But in order for me to have this right understanding, it has to come from somewhere, listening or reading. But this is sankhara khanda, condition. Me to know more reality, but yet I know this is the right path, the right way, and yet I give so little time.
My sankhara khanda.
I give so little time.
My sankhara khanda.
But there's another important condition you haven't mentioned, that is past accumulations.
Pardon me.
There's another important condition you just didn't mention then when you said reading and studying, and that is past accumulations.
Yeah.
So this is so important because actually. There can only be development of what is already there. It doesn't come out of nowhere when we start reading books or listening to tapes.
Right. I understand that, it's a shame to know the right way, but we still go off.
Just on the question though of how much input, if you like, we need in order to develop understanding in this lifetime. It varies so much from person to person because of previous accumulations of understanding. So some people actually don't have access to good Dhamma books or good Dhamma tapes, but they may still have heard enough.
You mean by studying, that is the moment of studying, understanding the reality at that moment. Like one of our friends who's just gone now, she mentioned to a Jan that, recently she hasn't had so much interest in Abhidharma or doesn't feel inclined to read or study, and Ajahn's response was just, it doesn't matter at all, it's just how it's conditioned at that moment. So study now, understand now. So that's why it always has to come back to the present moment. So if one's thinking, it would be better if I had different accumulations or if I found more time to study, that is the moment for studying right at that moment. So it always has to be now.
So are you asking why?
Can you do that?
Pardon?
Can you do like you think?
If I keep thinking, I will try to do it. But if I don't think at all.
Can you keep thinking?